Let's see. I think I got the mics on. Oh yeah, put your headphones on, everybody. Carlene Murphy, the host of Lilele Tan, the Haitian program that's on Sundays at 4 p.m. on WGXC, is here. Oops, I don't have you on. Now I have you on. Okay. Now you hear yourself.
Yes, I can.
And you're back. You've been in Haiti for a month. Were you back? You were this Sunday. You had a show.
Yes. I came back on the 31st of July, and I missed the station.
Well, we
of
missed you too.
Listeners. And while I was in Haiti, I visited another radio station in Haiti. It's also interesting for me to do that because not only I'm in the radio here, but the artist who works at the Caribe FM. He's also an artist who performed here in Columbia County for the past 8 years. Every time he comes to the United States, he's always come here. And he participates in past artwork events and he exhibits his work. And one of his work is right there, as a matter of fact, was offered during a pledge drive. And it's in the other room here. So it's my friend, Jean-Marie Gabriel.
Welcome.
Good, you know, excuse me, my English is, you know, is not really nice. I'm going to try to do my best. And I say, what's his name again?
I'm Tom.
Tom. Like Tom Cruise.
Well, not like exactly, but yes.
good afternoon, Tom. Good afternoon, Hudson. I really like Hudson. You know, the first time I saw that town, I said I would like to live here. So my name is Jean-Marie Gabriel, and I participate with a panel of something like four persons, and the morning show. The name is Morning Caraïbe, and in French this is Matin Caraïbe. You know, and this is WW.
GXC,
you know, I like the 90.7. I like the concept. I like the radio. So, and I'm gonna do my best for give you so many answers. What you would like to know about me, about Radio Caraïbe?
Sure. Yeah. Tell us a little about what's the station like.
What is station like?
Yeah, what's life? What is it all about? What the Caribe station?
Oh, Caribe is the most popular radio in Haiti. After the sondage, we are number one in Haiti. And the director is Mr. Patrick Moussignac, came from a region of Haiti, Jérémy, and the Department of the Grandes. And, you know, you get the news. This is a very...
We call it diverse show. Hmm? You have a diverse show, you said.
Yeah.
And in your program, Le Matin.
Yeah.
So how is it structured?
So the structure, we are in French, so many rubrics. Could you understand rubrics in English? So many parts. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes I get the impression then I go to a factory. Because... You know, the blockus in Port-au-Prince about
traffic
in the street. I get to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning for to be there because we start in Caraïbe. You get the news at 5 o'clock. This is first occasion in Creole. The name of the news, this is first occasion in Creole, première occasion. And the people is very concerned, you know, political, actuality, local news. After you get and the first occasion, you got so many rubrics. You got history. You got and right, the droit.
Your human rights or human the rights. Law. So you explain to people what their rights are. So it's basically educational in the morning to tell people. But one of the things that I like about it also, you know, after the earthquake, there are a lot of people been injured. I've heard the Red Cross, you know, having a show in that station also, that teaching people how to handle emergencies, things like that. And then another thing that I like about it, if somebody is passing by and you notice something in the street that has to be taken care of, you can call the radio station and they will mention it.
And then and somebody will do something about
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah. So you can call the radio station and complain. Yeah. So it's a... Yeah. Well, nobody called you to complain about so we can take care of it. But what happened is, if you see something, you call them and then they will mention it in the air, and then immediately someone will take care of it because it's so popular. People listen to.
So the structure of the show, and I participate. You know, I can say this is my show. Is that my show? You know, this is a
group.
This is a collective. You know, a collective
a team.
Of hosts, and in general, we start at. 9 o'clock in the morning. We start with the introduction about anything, and after the introduction, we got the facts. Comme t'as dit ça, de faire signaler.
The facts, in a way, the signal, things that are happening, the headline.
What about the service? You know, the organist. What about the service? Actuality, electricity, water. You know, traffic in the street. You know, etc. Services. After the services, we're talking about anniversary. The people call for say this is my anniversary. But the
birthdays. So you can call somebody. You can call the radio station and then wish someone happy birthday, and then they will read it on the air.
Yes, we've been wanting to do that too. So maybe you can tell us how you get get that working.
And then after the anniversary, we're talking about a Bible. You know. Check
a passage in the Bible, a verse, and then they will discuss it.
And the last time we were talking about Mark in the Bible, you know, Mark, you know. And after the Bible, we got a journalist at the Salle des Nouvelles in French.
That's the newsroom.
Right, newsroom. He come in present the little journal. His name is Pierre Renel René. We call him Lolo. You know, he come from Gonaïves, and Gonaïves, this is the city of the independence in Haiti. And after Lolo start, commentary about the actuality.
Commentary. So
commentary
they
is about
they
discuss commentary about the and actuality. And after, I think those commentary. I mean, so many advertising after. That the show is closed, you know, but anything can happen at the no. And then Friday, now we're talking about the guys, deputy, some senator comes, and Friday we can drink and eat like the Friday. This is how edition. This is how edition on Friday, you know, we can eat and drink together, you know. Oh. And very special.
Thanks God, it's Friday.
So my function in this show, I think this is, I bring the entertain the people
humor,
because I got a devastator humor, you know, and that's all. But the show is very successful in Haiti, very successful.
How important was the radio station? Like during the earthquake or just after the earthquake, did the station stay on the air through the earthquake? Did it knock it off the air?
The earthquake, like the earthquake, là. Est-ce que the radio a fonctionné ou bien qui j'en ai des peuples là ou bien ça qui t'est passé?
Oh no, we stopped it after something. We stopped it something for 3 weeks because our building
that
was collapsed. Not collapsed, affected a little bit. Now we build. We okay now. The building is really safe now, you know. But the radio was successful at this time. That was Signal FM 90.5. You know, Caribbean FM is 94.5. But the only radio was in the air at this time. That was Signal FM.
There's only one station could stay on the air because of
can
that.
You can get them on the.
I guess it was very popular for a little while.
But in general, the problem in Haiti. Sometimes I get the impression that we are the government.
We are so powerful. My goodness.
You know why? Because everything, when a mother has a problem with a child, the last time a woman came with a child with the left eye, a cancer. Comment je peux dire un cancer à l'œil?
Well, an eye cancer.
concern.
Sometimes with growth.
When anything happen, the people come at the radio because we got too much listeners and.
Yeah. It's like a community, but it's a commercial.
Yeah, but
this one is
different. Yeah. Every problem happen, the people come at Radio Caraïbe. Anything happen. In my last show, I said, wow, we are the government.
As a matter of fact, last year while I was in Haiti, I heard him interviewing the now elected President Martelly. At the time, he said he wasn't interested in running. Yeah. And now he's the president.
Yeah. So, and the most important, before my conclusion, this is... The people in Hudson, Catskill, everywhere around here, that's in this
Columbia County.
Columbia, green in Columbia County, you got to understand the importance, the great importance of a radio station and a community. You know,
about I'm very happy about that we have that
communication.
Chance.
You can help in security, health, you know, society, art, and everything.
Well, that's why we're happy that we have that opportunity on the air to serve the Haitian community and also to share with the community at large our culture, our language, our music, you know, and then to help connect the Haitians mm-hmm. with the community at large. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoy that opportunity at all, yeah. At all levels.
Parce que Jean Bagayou est là. And the Caraïbes, c'est Media Group. Media group.
Is it media?
The group, is that me, but the proprietor, Patrick Moussignac, got something like two radio, two TVs, you know. This is the, in French, a bouquet media, media, group Caraïbe, you know. And also, I say good morning, thank good you very much, and green in Columbia country, because I'm really happy to be here. So thank you very much for this hour.
We're so happy to have you here too. But I have a special question. I'm Azuke Gregory Sano. And Jean-Marie is my friend for a long time, you know. And I have a question because they just come from Haiti, him and Carlin. What do you think it's going to happen in couple more months for the Haitian people under the tent, under the cholera problem? What do you see? What is the future?
What is the future? Vous connaissez qu'un bar n'est que venu avec Tom Dutton Desson. So j'ai fait exprès pour vous. You know, in Haiti now, there's the people call Bill Clinton governor. But he's not. He cannot be governor of Haiti. You know, this is the malice populaire joking. So the Mr. Bill Clinton is the president of
the committee,
a organism named the CIRH. The Committee International for
Rebuilding or Reconstruction,
Reconstruction of Haiti. This is, the people expect so many things about this organism, the CIRH, you know. So I don't know what really happened, because in my show I say Bill Clinton, he got to do something, because the Mr. Belrive is the first, comme c'est vice president of
the prime minister.
What's happened? This is January 12, 2010, all the commercial center that's collapsed, and now they want the promise. They present so many market, or the new Port-au-Prince are gonna be, but. I don't see nothing, because now I don't see nothing. The problem with the CIRH, because all the money the CIRH get, the past, they pay more money for organize the reception, etc. For so pay cars.
So they spend more money on other things.
That's the problem.
Than practically on rebuilding the country.
This is a big problem.
The new president, they just mentioned that there are 16. SUVs or Toyotas coming for his crew. People travel with them.
Yeah.
And I read recently 40% of the money collected for Haiti already been spent. And less than that was spent in Haiti. So they have so many so much money being spent on other things, but not on the thing that.
And when you were there, did it seem like 40% of the buildings were fixed, or?
No. It's everybody trying to do the best they can with their own resources. Right. When you see pictures of people cleaning up or building, you'll think that that's money given to those people to rebuild. That's their own money. They are hiring people to do things to remove the rubble by hand.
Yes.
You know, it's not money given by organizations.
What about the Folie Poussin we're talking about?
Well, the Folie Poussin is spent on election, because we just American government itself spent $14 million in that election, not counting Canada with $6 million in France. And then you have when the president was inaugurated, that's another $4 million that's spent on reception. But the people, they're fighting them to get out under the tent, from under the tent, because the longer they're there, the more likely people will ask what's going on with the money. But if they force them out, they find all reasons to remove the people out of there, because out of sight, out of mind. So this way, they can say that, well, we spend money, because you see, there were 1 million, now it's 50 or it's 600,000. So, and what happened to the 400,000? Okay. Is that because they built anything for them?
Like 40% in that money is already spent.
Yeah.
That means we have
60% left. So
can we lack the 60% to not spend this?
Well,
if you
have to send that information, you have to ask that, send that request to Bill Clinton, because we're not in charge.
He's the president, governor.
He's the governor. But what happened is Bill Clinton, since tonight, for 35 years, has been going to Haiti. As a matter of fact, he has his honeymoon after his wedding with Hillary in Haiti. Really? So he's familiar with Haiti. He's just like, I don't know why he never speaks well. You know? Because most of his friends are from Haiti, in a sense. So that's the reason people feel connected and respect him. They feel there's some kind of friendship, that they think that he will represent Haiti's interest.
The thing I would like, I would like to know then, if Haiti helped Clinton, or Clinton helps Haiti, Because imagine when you come from at the airport, you see the people under the tent. It doesn't make sense, you know.
But at the same time, when Clinton apologized at the UN for bringing rice to Haiti that destroyed the Haitian rice in the market, he apologized because he thought that that will help Haiti. No, it doesn't help Haiti. What happened is it helped the Arkansas farmers, because the Arkansas farmers were subsidized by the government to plant rice, which they later sold to Haiti at a lower price. And then the local farmers couldn't compete. So they stopped producing rice, and then they ended up buying. And now if you don't have money to buy it, they call it Rice Miami. They call it Arkansas. And then another thing, you know, last year, not too long ago, Sarah Palin was in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Now there is an Alaska water everywhere.
In the market,
Alaska water. So if you need to bring fresh water, buy Alaska. Come on,
the actuality in Haiti now, the actuality, this is Mr. Martelly, he's an ex-singer, you know, yeah. Ex-singer, Sweet Mickey. We can have a prime minister. No, we cannot deal. We cannot make anything. We cannot have a government.
Why?
Now.
Well, because of politics. No. You know, he was elected, and then everybody knows how difficult it was for that election. A lot of even myself, I was against the election, because I said, "Well, you're going to spend money," and I was against it.
Why?
And you know why? Because I know that's what was going to happen. Haitians don't see eye to eye on elections. And it seems like the international community is very much aware of that. And what they do, they say, well, let's put the Haitians into election, because they're not going to be an agreement. And then what will happen, we will not, as long as there is a conflict, then we will have a reason not to disperse the money. And what happened? Three prime minister candidates, the parliament, which like Congress, denied them. So now
Daniel Rousier.
Yeah, and we have Goose. We have another
Daniel Rousier, Bernard Goose.
Yeah, and there's another one. Yeah. So what happened is, as long as the Matali doesn't have a government, the international community will have an excuse not to disburse the money. And as long as they can deliver the money, then that means we can have a reconstruction. So that's the type of thing I thought that I said, and I even emailed that to the Haitian politics list. I said, you should have a committee just like Obama placed a committee to manage the money. Mm-hmm. And then work with the Clinton organization. Well, listen, I'm giving you the reason. President Obama put a committee in place. Okay, I said that the Haitian government should have done the same thing, to work with the Clinton to rebuild the country. After the reconstruction is complete, then you can have an election to elect a competent president to manage the structure that practically will be put in place. They didn't do that. So what you end up with? What you're getting now? And then the people are still under the tent, and people's money is being spent. You have
the
to realize
you
that
get to do, Tom, you get to invite Mr. Bill Clinton here.
If only we could.
Believe me, because I'm really concerned by the CIR Ash, the committee
international
of reconstruction in Haiti. This CIR Ash, just reunions,
meetings after
meetings. But markets, you don't understand what's happened.
But exactly. After the earthquake in January 12, the American people donate a lot of money.
Not just the government. I'm talking about individual Americans.
Haitian people, because when I was here, but when you see those things in TV, it was very like.
It was painful. My daughter was down there.
It's touching a lot of people, most of the people in the society.
Could you get a problem with ONG or get a bar?
The ONG.
Do you know Oxfam? Come on.
Oxfam.
Oxfam.
Oxfam. F-A-M. Oxfam America. Not only America, but Oxfam is down there. And they've been there for a long time.
They donate the Haitian people money to help the kids, to help handicapped people down there. But we don't give the money to do meeting, to hire fancy people, buy fancy clothes, fancy cars.
And that's what I said. That's what I said.
The ONG. The ONG. I don't know if you can, some reporters about the function of the ONG in Haiti. Because probably the problem of
COVID. The NGOs. That's what the ONG. The NGOs.
Organization, non-governmental. You know, they don't make, they don't stress so many government. They pass the money by the oranges, you know.
That's but what I have.
That's the problem. You know, there are so many multitude of oranges after the earthquake.
Before the earthquake, Haiti has 10,000 non-profit organizations functioning in Haiti for over 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay. After the earthquake, we have 90,000.
Yeah,
and we're still under the tent.
The problem is that ONG don't want the problem.
And there's very little regulation of these.
That's right.
So they're that's where the
they just
is.
Come in, and then what happened is they bypass the government, and people don't give money to Haitian run organizations because they believe that the ONGs are doing the good job. But right now, Oxfam director and country director has resigned
for malversation.
You know, because he's under investigation. When people, and that's what I said when I go to Haiti, when I talk to Haitians, I said, well, the Americans people, the international community that has given so much, you know, toward this effort, they didn't give it with condition. You had to have election in order for us to give you that money. We didn't do this for you to do that. They wanted to see the lives of these people taken care of. But then after the money has been, you know, pocketed, they said, well, in order for us to rebuild the country or to disburse the money, we have to have election. And they know. Once they get the Haitians into the election, what you get now, that's what's
that's
going to happen.
They know what buttons to
push. Button to press, you know, and then they get it.
Insane.
But it's sad because I was involved in the fundraising. You know, you see that container by NMLG. It's the Haitian people, it's the Columbia and Greene County effort that sent that container there.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing in Haiti now. This is we need a government. We can have government. The problem of CIRH.
Yeah. The CIRH, yeah, the Committee International for Reconstruction of Haiti, and then right now I've read
and
that
the ONG,
the ONG, you can touch them. You can touch them.
This is a scandal because
the scandal.
The reason why we cannot resolve the problem of the tent, this is the ONG.
Because as long as the people are under they have a case.
There is a lot of money, you know, for water. For the latrine,
sanitation.
You know, when you got three tents, you got something like 20 problem for sanitation.
And what happened is, it's not that they have done anything, you know, to keep those people there. It's simply that they need to keep their presence in the country. And as I said, you know, Partners in Health had a research done in Haiti in 1998. They published that report, the condition of water. 80% of the water in Haiti is for sale.
Yeah.
After they had the research, you think that will give them data to work with to purify the water and make it available to the people. Instead, that opens a market. Yeah. And once the market is open, I was shocked. Yeah. Last year I went to Haiti, we didn't have Alaskan water. But now, Sarah Palin went to Haiti. Now, everywhere you turn, Alaska, Haitians got a new vocabulary.
You know what they do with them? You know what some ONG do with the money of the people? They go to Paris, they drink so many Americano. Americano, this is
former President Duvalier's favorite drink when he was in exile in Haiti and France.
Give me three Americano by the day. You know, it's like, what's the name of this drink?
It's a vermouth. It's a Chardonnay.
So you got to try this, you know. Come on, dear chair. Come on, guys.
One third
of vermouth. Rouge, red.
Red drink. And then you have
one third of vermouth.
White. And you have some ice, and you have some Campari. I think it's gin.
It's like a chair of Campari.
And you have one gin.
A little gin. And a tranche of lemon.
Lemon.
So many ice and very cold. That's what the money of people do. They take the money for help the people, and they go in Paris for drink Americano.
But, you know, that's the kind of things. I remember I had an article about the role of NGOs in Haiti, and the Register Star not too long ago, and report. And it was a response to someone in Chatham, a lady who works for Save the Children. He had done. And I understand that a lot of people feel safer to give to international organizations because those people have the logistics to go out there and help. But the difference is that because those people are not familiar with the terrain, they require more to do the work. When in fact, if you have worked with a local or a group that's already have access, then you can reach the people better. You see? So I feel that the organizations right now that have received money to help Haiti have cleared this for Haitians, because a lot of people thought that it was Haitians who have received money who didn't do anything for their people. But in fact, now the money didn't go to any of us or to our government, then how come we still haven't had anything?
But why they have to pay someone a lot of money? Because we need volunteers. In this kind of situation, we cannot hire someone to pay $10,000, $20,000.
Oh, they pay well. They get paid well.
We need
volunteers.
We need good people. Like people here donate the money. I saw American friends when this thing happened in Haiti, they crying. Yeah. He cried.
Why not?
He's in his eyes.
I don't think the Haitians knew the impact that thing has on the international community. Because I was there watching. You know, Mary J was in Haiti at the time.
Sure.
And so when we have that and watching, you know, I think it was worse than Japan, the way it was projected to the psyche of the America, to the international community. Because you see children, schools, and my own nephew spent 3 days, a six-year-old, spent 3 days under the wobble with no water, no food.
No electricity.
No
signal with the cell phone.
You couldn't contact anybody. And then when I saw that boy last year, that boy was just, you know, just shattered. His mother and his father died. He survived, but he looks like someone who needs help, psychological help. And I haven't heard anybody so far creating or helping Haitians deal with this trauma? You know, it's children in school right now where the president taxed people who are sending money to Haiti, and also taxed take $150 of each $1.50 for each transfer, and then on minutes that the Haitians use on a calling card to call Haiti, so he can raise money to put at least 100,000 students haven't been in school. And you have so many. You have UNICEF. You have private organizations.
I really like your point, because I always think about Haitian people. It's not about money. It's about they traumatize.
Yeah.
When you see something like that in your life,
yeah,
you know, you don't understand. But mentally, we need help. First of all, we need like a lot of people to work with those Haitians, to talk to them, because they traumatize.
Yeah, because when Mary J was sick, here, when she returned to Tufts,
you know, it's not about bring money. It's a there is a cue have to do first.
Yeah.
You know?
When Mary J returned to Tufts, she will call me at 1 o'clock in the morning crying. Because she remembers the sound of people under the rubble crying, and then she's wondering, were the people saved? Were the people get out on time? So you see, if somebody survived that, it's not just throw money at them.
Let me tell
you guys. Take their kids away and say, well, come to another environment, we'll help you with the adoption.
Let me tell you something. I was working so hard here to get money, fundraising.
Mother Fletcher performed.
To send money to Haiti.
And all the other groups.
If they don't do nothing,
yeah,
in 3 more months, I'm gonna go down there and get my money back.
Of course you will.
And everybody listening, we just want to remind you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, and we're sitting here with Carlene Murphy and Azuki from the show from Sunday afternoons, Le Tan, Sundays at 4 p.m. And we're also here with Jean-Marie Gabriel, did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
From and the name of your station in Haiti is
this is Radio Caraïbe 94.5 FM.
Well, this is very nice that I have you here.
So thank you very much. I say goodbye to everyone. So have a nice weekend.
We want to ask you about your painting too before you go.
I forgot that I'm a painter too, and I just came for subscribe for.
Not subscriber, but the registered with the Council of the Arts for the. As a matter of fact, on Sunday I'm going to have him with the former
me?
Executive director.
I know we got to pay me for talking. This is a community.
So I'm expecting to sit with Jan Henrik of the former Columbia County Council on the Arts, and who works well with Jamal.
Yeah, so after listening to me at the radio, I invite you to enjoy my artwork. I think at the last edition of artwork in October.
Yeah, it's in October 8th, the artwork is coming.
I really like Hudson.
That's good.
We like you too.
We like
you.
And you've been coming for a while?
Oh yeah.
Since 2003, he's been coming up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he has a collection. I have the collection at home, but once in a while, I'll put his work out. Mm. And he has one of his paintings called Enigma that was exhibited at the Greene County Council on the Arts. But now he's working on a piece especially for the artwork.
Yeah.
And
One piece or two?
Well, it depends on the time because he will be here only for a month.
I was so happy to see him.
But the problem is there's 1 year, then I concentrate my attention on radio. That's I'm not easy to start again. I get the impression I'm a debutant in the painting. So I ask to people to be indulgent about my artwork.
I have to say something to you too, and right. You haven't apologized.
If you see something, say something.
Okay. What happened is you have to make a public apology to Pam Badilla.
Oh, I say hello to Mr. Andre and Pam Badilla.
Because
my spiritual father.
We were supposed to be on a play. around the world. I think something about around the world, 8 days that Badila and Andre had at the high school.
I would like really invite Badila and
Andre
recuperate for work with the people in the popular
in Haiti.
In Haiti, but the popular zone, you know. For work with the kids in Haiti.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah,
so he was in the play with all of us, and then suddenly we got up and he was gone.
Yeah, I had a problem with my mother. You know, I'm his unique son, and Haiti is at a problem. So
he just disappeared. We didn't see him. We had to find somebody else to play his part. And
no, you told it. You told me you're going to pay me, you know.
Oh, we'll pay you. So what happened is, and then I said, Pam, what happened? I said, well, you just blame. It was a dream.
Yeah, but
Jean-Marie wasn't
here. It doesn't work like that here in the United States. We're not in Haiti. If you give your words, you have to keep your word.
That's right. Yeah.
We cannot tolerate that anymore.
So you have to say, I'm concerned because on Sunday I announced that you will be here at the wedding. So you will be here.
You're gonna, no. I supposed to go back in Haiti on September 17th. You know, I wish then we got a WGXC TV too.
No. Hopefully.
That's what I hope.
We're working on that.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tom.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
In peril, carbon monoxide everywhere. We panic like we in Titanic. Let me know what you know. I don't know.